lifestyle too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's a totally different lifestyle.
Do you want to tell us about what Jack O'Neill did as far as helping develop the wetsuit?
Absolutely. He was into a lot of different things. He loved flying. He had the hot air balloon and he loved the water. He started going surfing and just being so cold. And he really, the reason why he even, you know, made the first wetsuit was because he just wanted to stay in the water longer, you know, because he, what they were doing back in the day was, I think they were putting like hot oil on wool sweaters.
Oh my God.
An opportunity to stay out maybe 15 minutes longer than normal before you start getting hypothermia.
That's so cool and crazy.
he actually ended up making the first prototype wetsuit for surfing. Other neoprene things or wetsuit type stuff had been made before for like the, you know, the Navy SEALs and things like that in the Army, but they weren't anything like what he was designing, something specifically for surfing. And he took flotation device from underneath, you know, the airplane seat. You have the flotation device that you, at that time, it was a material in the chair underneath the, on the airplane. And he took that material and he used it to make the first vest, which was the first prototype, which we have that vest on display at O'Neill Surf Shop in 41st Avenue. So it's the material that was, you know, from an airplane basically. So he got something from an airplane, used that to make the very first neoprene vest. And that was in 1952. So he basically started, you know, he didn't invent neoprene. It was a misconception that, you know, that Jack O'Neill created all this stuff. But he did make the first wetsuit that was designed specifically for surfing. And from there, he, you know, made the beaver tail and he made the long john and he designed all these, you know, crazy different types of suits. And it just was really just to stay out in the water and surf longer. I mean, that's all it was. It wasn't trying to make a business. He wasn't trying to start anything huge. He was one of those types of people that just experimented and did all kinds of stuff. Like he had done a lot of things prior to the wetsuit. You know, he was very much of an adventure kind of guy, you know, sailed down to Mexico with his whole family and lived on the boat. And he's just done, I mean, his stories are incredible. There's a book about Jack O'Neill that came out it must have been over 10 years ago now, but a really interesting kind of chronicles all of his different things that he had done and these crazy inventions he'd made. And the other thing that a lot of people don't realize that was, you know, part of the O'Neill family's invention was the leash. That was also created by O'Neill. So not only the wetsuit, but the leash, which is still used to this day. And the wetsuit obviously wetsuits became a huge thing because people want to surf in cold water where the waves are actually just as good, if not better than a lot of the tropical areas. So, you know, it's just, and now there's so many different companies out there, but they're